Had a divine appointment today with a man named Thomas. A man named Thomas, a homeless man who just got a job. He's getting ready to start. A wonderful man. He had been saved in the past. And when we finished today, he prayed all by himself at my prompting, at the Holy Spirit's prompting. I said, Thomas, before you leave, before we depart, I'd like us to have a time of prayer. I want you to pray and to the Lord and have a come to Jesus meeting and make sure your relationship with him is correct. He had received lots of ministry for about an hour or more, and a good, nice, good sandwich, a whole sandwich he took with him, some supply, a little cash, and he was a changed man when we finished, let me tell you. In fact, this guy was glowing. I mean, he was smiling. And anyway, I'm going to put some pictures of Thomas. I want you to keep Brother Thomas in prayer. He's had a pretty hard life, if you will, been in the penitentiary a few times and stuff, and really nice, earnest guy, and needed a touch from God. And as the Lord would have it, it was a divine appointment. And we had a great time of fellowship. During that time, I was kind of encouraging him to sing, you know, and I'd sing to him that God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to us, you know. And so getting that in his spirit as the Holy Spirit led me, and also going over scripture and stuff and encouraging him and lifting him up. And let me tell you, this man is up and running. He's beaming. I mean, literally beaming now. He really had to come to Jesus meeting. I did not lead him in the prayer. A lot of times I do, you know, with people are getting saved because they're still in darkness. They don't know how to say the right biblical words and truth to God. And so we kind of help them in that way. But this guy has already known the Lord. He just needed to return. And the fellowship he had today with the Word and the Holy Spirit and me praying over the meal and praying for him in the middle of it and stuff like that, quickened him, a backslider, back to Christ by the grace of God. You know, when we left, I gave him some glasses and a new King James Bible. And also I asked him if he wanted a copy of the Moments with Our Master. I said, open that up, man. Check it out. See if you can, if you like that. It's a one a day, you know, devotional. Get your day started that in the Bible. And he goes, oh, yeah, I like this. And he opened it up to February 2nd and started reading it out loud with his new glasses. And the more he read that, the more his eyes opened up wide as silver dollars. And his was like, wow. He was like, man, this is exactly what I need right here. And let me read a little bit of that to you, saints. It's February 2nd where he opened it up. And he says, whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. Luke 17:33. And then it just caught him on fire, like that really touched his life at the moment, as the Holy Spirit is so apt at doing. Then he says, you must give up. He kept reading. He said, you must, and he's reading out loud, you must give up your life to keep it. The divine economy is a cross economy. Jesus says you must lose your life, your own life, to see it preserved of God. You must give up your life to be blessed with his life. You can't have his life unless you are willing to give up your own life. Go for it. Today is your day. So he reads that out loud, and he got real excited. And anyway, he went home with the King James Bible, a Moments with Our Master daily devotional, and some new reading glasses, and what a blessing. He's got his stomach full, his heart is full, and the whole time I was able to minister to him about how important it is to feed your spirit and to walk with Jesus every day, and that God loves us, and God expects us to walk with him, to deny ourselves, taking up our cross daily and following him, putting God and others first. And anyway, I just wanted to do a little quick audio here, saints. Divine appointments await each of us. And I want to go ahead and pray before we get off of here. This is a real short message. And encourage you, saints, to simply ask God, Lord, use me. And I tell you what, he is going to answer that prayer because he wants to reach people more than we could possibly imagine. And we want to say like Isaiah, Lord, here I am, Lord, send me. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you now and thank you in the name of Jesus for all of your goodness, the myriad of blessings, Lord, that come through Christ and his perfect sacrifice as he appears in your presence, Father, making intercession for us now and forever. We thank you for that. We thank you for the unfathomable gift of your beautiful Son, Jesus Christ. We pray right now, Lord, that you would use each of us. You would use the person listening right now and touch their heart and life, prepare them, fill them afresh with your Spirit. And Lord, quickly open up doors in this late hour for them to minister your word one by one with people that you want to reach, God. We know you can cause these divine appointments. We know you came to seek and save that which was lost. And we know you're going to hear this prayer. And we give you praise for it right now. And thank you in advance in Jesus' name. Amen, saints. Thank you for praying for the outreach and the fruitfulness thereof, for the supply of it. And also pray for Thomas, if you will, man. You can pause right now and just ask the Lord to continue the good work that he began in Brother Thomas. Amen. Philippians 1:6. God is going to continue the good work he began in Thomas. We believe that. And God bless you, friends. Thank you for listening. Okay, also, I want you to pray for a man, a young man named Andrew, who got saved this week, man. What a blessing. His mother has been ministering to him for a long time, and he prayed in repentance to receive Christ, and he's now being discipled. So please keep Thomas and Andrew in prayer. Thank you so much.